here in Erie County, we have the sheriff saying one thing and doing another. So
2A NYS founder Steve Filano is referring to a confrontation between business owners and a health inspector last Friday in Orchard Park at the fitness center Athletes Unleashed. Over 70 people gathered, many business owners, to discuss how to navigate future closures as positive COVID cases rise in the area.
I'm asking for you to guys have some compassion for the people that have lost everything.
We do have compassion for people who
Okay, well, you need to go have compassion out in a parking lot. This is private property.
This is
private property. This is private property.
Before the altercation, Erie County Sheriff Tim Howard released a statement saying, "My office will respect the sanctity of your home and traditions, and I encourage you to follow your heart and act responsibly, as well as do what's best for you and your family." Filano and other protesters don't want to see enforcement moving forward.
So what I'm looking for is a public statement from the sheriff saying, no more resources provided by the office of the sheriff for any type of COVID enforcement.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says several Western New York areas are trending towards becoming a COVID microcluster red zone, which would lead to more shutdowns as part of restrictions. Cuomo says law enforcement officers don't have the right to pick and choose what laws they enforce.
How a law enforcement officer says, I choose not to enforce that law, I believe that law enforcement officer violates his or her constitutional duty.
Cuomo says upstate sheriffs are just being political.
No more than 10 rule people find intrusive. You're telling me in my house I can't have more than 10 people? It's none of your business what I do in my home. Now, of course, it is. Laws apply in your home. Domestic violence applies in your home. Drug laws apply in your home. Yes, it does.
Filano says regardless of restrictions, he believes COVID numbers will rise.
If we look at countries that have the ability and the authority to literally lock you in your home and weld the door shut, like China, they did all those things. They still had a resurgence of sorts. So you're going to have increases in COVID no matter what.
Lancaster has the highest positivity rate in the state, sitting at 9.17% as of Monday. As the virus spreads throughout the region, local and state officials continue to urge everyone to minimize the spread by avoiding large gatherings. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.